Hello, sirs, and welcome to another edition of the Morning Disaster. It is I, Little Noid. And now here's Ray Lytle.
Thank you, Little Noid. Oh, it's wonderful to be here every day, everyone. How are you guys doing? Are you in a good mood? I hope so. You know, today's a big giveaway day on the show. It's a Thursday before Thanksgiving. Oh, man. That's right. We have been working toward this for quite some time. It is the giveaway that we've all been waiting for. We're going to give away the cleaning today. That's right. Anyone who has been listening to the show, you of course had opportunities to share with your friends a chance to win a cleaning from K&S Cleaning Service. So this is really cool. Really happy about it, and we hope that you are ready to win. In fact, what I'll do is I'll wait about 3 minutes here. I'll give any of you a chance to share one last time. All right, one last time, I will give you a chance to share the K&S Cleaning Service page. All right, from the Facebook page. All right, go to the Morning Disaster Facebook page and go ahead and click on the K&S Cleaning Service link and go ahead and share that with somebody. All right. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. If you go ahead and share that, then you will also be nominated with everyone else who has shared it, and it'll be pretty cool. So we're really – this is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to this, all right? Share the page, and then we'll get it out there. So it'll be really cool, all right? Somebody's going to win this thing, and it's going to happen today. Let's see, other things going on. I was almost, to be honest with you, if I didn't have the giveaway today, I probably wouldn't be doing a show, because my whole house has been up and it's been crazy. You know, we lost my dog, Max, he's just a sweetheart of a dog. I mean, he really was just unbelievable. He had diabetes. this is really something. He had diabetes. He was blind. He had been, he couldn't see, but yet he stumbled around all the time, and he got around wonderfully, you know. Even though he was blind and he was diabetic, but he could always find you to get food. Always find you to get food. And beg for food, of course, because that's how he was. He was just a cute little puppy. And he was 13 years old. 13, almost 14. And he was a trip, you know. For those that didn't know Max, I don't know how to explain him. If you've been to my house, you know little Max. He was just a trip. I mean, he was cute, and he was just a trip. And I don't mean as in trip as in he'd get in front of you and you'd fall over him, because he would do that too. But he was just funny, and he was cute and just sweet and just an amazing dog. So we lost him yesterday, and you know, it's been the whole house has been affected by it, because he is a cute dog, and it was also very sudden. We're just not sure how it how it happened. We know that he got very sick this last weekend. And we put him in the vet, and they kept him overnight to try to get him feeling better, to try to make him better. And he never came out. He went in because he went into a sudden diabetic coma. I guess is I don't even know all of it. I know that he just stopped eating. He stopped eating. He was vomiting and doing that. We put him in the doctor's office. He had bad pancreatitis. The doctor's office. They started getting him better. All right. And then he just slipped and he passed away yesterday. So it was very sad. It was a very sad day here in the house for all of us. You know, losing our buddy. And, so that's what happened. You know, for those of you wondering why we have been strangely silent on social media, and I know some people have called and whatever, but that's what's going on. We've had that happen in the house, and so we've all been affected by it. And so there you go. Now I explain all of you, or to all of you, I explain, what's going on. So so there's your answer right there. So our dog Max passed away, which is very sad. And we would have liked to have seen him go a little bit longer, but he did not. That's why I'm doing a show today. So just to let you know, that's what's going on. We were going to skip. So I know some of you probably who know are probably surprised we're doing it, but this is why. Because number one, this is the K&S Cleaning Service grand prize, which means a lot. I think it means a lot to a lot of people, and it is really going to be cool, you know, because it's nice to get something good happen on a day like today. All right. So I think I've used enough time to make sure that you guys could each of you go ahead and share this page, and then we'll get with the program here. All right, that's what we shall do. I'll give you a couple more minutes to share, and then we'll start calling people. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get hold of people. All right. I'm going to get hold of them and tell them, now's the time, blah, 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 blah. And then they could, once they get themselves ready, we'll go ahead and we'll let people start calling in, and we're going to let them start calling in about 8 minutes or so. And it's that easy. It's that easy. And we're going to go until we get a winner. All right, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a time limit on it. I'm going to put a time limit on the amount of time you have to call in, okay? On the amount of time that you have to call in, there will be a time limit. This is going to be kind of fun, all right? And then if you don't call in the amount of time, well, we're just going to go to somebody else. We're going to have them do it. And I don't know. Let's hope this maybe this will take a little bit. Who knows? A good chance it'll just take one, but you never know. This could be something really, really. This could be something really cool. So that's what I'm hoping. As we are doing that, as we are waiting to start drawing, let me. Not yet. As we are preparing to do that, let me get. An episode of Ask Marvin Anything ready to play. All right, here we go.
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear the music. It can mean only one thing. No.
Where do they come from?
It's time for us to read listener mail. Listener mail that asks Marvin questions. Why? It's time for us to ask Marvin Anything. All right. Hello. Listeners have sent in a mail, and they ask Marvin questions, and Marvin does his best to answer them, right?
That's
Marvin,
right, Ray.
Put your headphones on right. What is wrong with you?
I'm retarded.
We know, Marvin.
I played with myself.
Are you ready for this?
Yes!
All right, now letter number one, Marvin.
Okay.
Comes to us from a listener. They say, Dear Marvin, I'm thinking about starting a band.
Oh.
My friends and I have been playing in my garage for a couple of months, and we've learned a bunch of songs. Hey, we've even written a couple of originals. I guess the only thing that's holding us back is a name for the band. Do you have any ideas? Thanks, Biatch. That's signed, a listener.
Oh, yeah, great. Well, Madonna.
Madonna?
That's right, Ray.
It's a listener.
Madonna, I'm so happy you asked me that question. I've had a lot of different band names in my head for quite some time.
So you've had names for your band?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
Now here's a few you can choose from. How about Limp Bizkit, Aerosmith, Dead Leopard, AC Douchey, Foo Flyers, Seven Dutch, Log Smack, Liddy Crevice, or Spiral Tap?
Oh my God.
Just to name a few. Uh-huh.
That's not anything like any other. Yeah.
There's nothing like
that. You came up with those all by yourself?
You betcha.
Really? No inspiration for any of those.
Uh-uh, they're kind of catchy.
Yeah, okay. Let's just go to letter number two.
Okay. Probably best.
This is from a listener, Marvin.
Oh, okay.
Dear Marvin, over the years, I've started to realize I might have some mental problems.
Oh, God.
I used to think that I was a normal person, but I now know I don't process information the same way other people do. Marvin, I know you've dealt with some problems in the past.
Boy, how.
And I can tell you're perfectly fine now.
Oh, yes.
So here's my question. Uh-huh. What should I do when my appliances try to kill me again?
Ooh.
Thanks, Normal One. This is signed, a listener.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right. Well, Turok.
Turok!
Yeah, that's right, my Mexican brother.
No.
Since
you're a member of the lunatic fringe, and I don't mean that. I don't mean that catchy Red Ryder song. I'm going to have to answer your question in Kachu.
What the hell is Kachu?
It's the secret language of Looney.
Oh,
so here goes. Biggie, biggie, zip, zip. Blooky, dong, ding, dong. Susie, Q, twinkie.
What the hell?
Marvin loves cupcakes. Dee dee dee.
What the? Wait, all right, let's just go to the next letter. Let's move on. The last letter comes from a listener. Dear Marvin, I can't find my car keys. Can you help me? Thanks. That's signed a listener.
Blip, blop, blooby, nubby, nubby, nubby. La, la,
Marvin.
La, la.
How many times do we have to do this before we
English,
learn
Marvin,
from it?
Okay. Well, Marvin.
Marvin.
What the hell? I'm sure I can help you out. Did you leave them in a box? Did you leave them with a fox?
Oh,
did you leave them on a train? Did you leave them with a crane? Did you leave them on a log?
God.
Did you leave them with a dog? Did you leave them in a boat? Did you leave them in a goat? I do not like green eggs and ham.
Oh,
I do not like
Marvin,
them,
answer
Sam.
The question!
They're in your coat pocket!
Oh, for God's sakes, what's wrong
you
with
know,
you?
You asked for this, Ray. You asked for it.
Unbelievable.
Blip, blop, pooey,
all right, that's enough of your stupid language! That's all your questions. No more questions for you.
What happened?
No more. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, this has been Ask Marvin Anything.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Man. There you go. Ask Marvin Anything. All right, everyone. I have just sent the letter, maybe the first, who knows, perhaps the last, to John Rodums. John Rodums. I've just sent the letter to John Rodums saying that he is the winner. And let's see if he calls back. All right. Now we're doing that as usual. We're doing that the strange thing that Facebook does. So we're waiting here. We're waiting for John Rodums is the first guy up. He's up to call. If he doesn't call, now we've sent the letter. He has not picked it up yet. We'll see if he picks it up and then he picks it up and does what it says. This is he has to call. So, John Rodums, you're the first one that has a letter. And
We have called you first. You have only got 9 minutes to call in. So now we're just waiting. And if he doesn't call in, well, then somebody else is going to get it. All right, so John Rodhams, you are the first person whose name was drawn. John Rodhams, you are the first person whose name was drawn. We are waiting for you to call in and claim your prize. If you do not, we will be drawing someone else. And then that person will call in and blah, blah, blah. You know, we'll see how this is just how it's going to go. This is just how it's going to go. It's either going to be you, and then we'll draw for the basket, or we'll wait and draw someone else, and that person will get to draw. We'll get to win these prizes. So it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to this, actually. See how this whole thing works. It's pretty interesting. And that's what we're going to do today. So while we're waiting for him to call in, we have to have something to play, right? So let's get, what sounds good? Let's get a good Sean Balint bit, all right? This is from like 1998. Wow, this is old. All right, let's give it a listen.
North Dakota's governor says he's going to try to get people moving today. The spring blizzard has left most of the roads in the state.
What's funny about that, Sean?
Nothing. I'm just...
Sean, what the hell is so funny about a blizzard?
Modine looks like he's...
Have you ever been up to your ass in snow?
Yes, I have.
What were you doing up in your ass in snow?
It's classified.
Don't you lie to me, boy.
He's eyeballing you.
I will put your head through that wall so fast.
He's eyeballing you.
Are you eyeballing me, boy?
No, sir.
Yes, he is.
No,
yes,
sir.
I am not your mama.
Congratulations, sir.
Boy, stop your cackling.
He's eyeballing you.
I will stick my foot in your mouth so fast, you will not find it possible to laugh.
Sir, yes, sir.
He's eyeballing you. I see him. He's eyeballing you.
And you shut up. I know your dirty little secret. Private. Ask, don't tell.
What?
I know your dirty little secret, boy.
I don't have
Why don't
a
you
secret.
Just keep talking to me? I dare you. I dashed you to. I will have you kicked out of this man's army so fast, your head will spin. I know the reason that you are here. I see you dropping the soap in the latrine.
Dropping? More like throwing down.
Why don't you go back to your bunk and box your pillow some more?
It's still wet. What does that mean, bite a pillow? You never did explain
that. Oh, for God's sake.
You're going to explain that.
You don't know what biting a pillow means.
You said you'd explain it to me, and you never have.
What is bite the pillow? What? Think about it. Where's the pillow?
It's on the bed.
Well, how is it? When you lay down, how is the pillow?
Under my head.
You ever lay down on your stomach? Where is it when you're on your stomach?
It's under my face.
Okay, now say something were to happen that startled you or something, and the pillow's in your face. What would you do?
Squeal.
That came out even better than right. We thought it would.
Right. I don't know.
Mavving the pillow, muffle the squeal. There you go. If something were to happen, you would go, huh? You would open your mouth, right?
Right.
All right, and then it would cause you to bite the pillow. Have you ever been in a situation where something painful happens?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in the woods and something painful happens? You get a twig and you bite the twig?
Oh, like an old Indian trick.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how Indians used to do.
This is bringing back memories of Jim Squealing.
Yes. So, remember the time you were in the woods, you had to bite the twig? Bite the twig, boy.
Yeah, but.
Squeal like a pig. I want you to squeal like a pig and bite the twig.
What's that have to do with biting a pillow, though?
All right.
And a twig.
You still don't understand it.
Because
all right, I'm going to turn off your microphone and I'm going to tell you. Ready?
Okay.
All right.
I do not. I don't squeal. I've never had done that. I'm never on the receiving end.
Amazing. You are that stupid.
Oh, yeah. I love that. All right. Are we ready? Well. John has not called in yet. Now, you know how this goes. We're going to keep going until we get someone to call in and claim the prize. So here we go. Let's get another one. We're getting Emily
Kinsinger. Emily Kinsinger. That's who we're drawing right now, okay? So let me get this completed. All right. Hold on a second. I was trying to type it during the best of bit, but I didn't have enough time, so forgive me, everyone. All right. Right. So here we go. We're sending this off. The congratulations, you are the winner of the K&S Cleaning Service Grand Prize. You have 9 minutes to call, claim your prize, and it's got the phone number, and then you win a cleaning for someone you are thankful for, or keep it to yourself. And we just sent this off, so we know that any second they'll hopefully receive the message, and then hurry up and call us back, all right? So that's how it works. You get it sent off, and we go from there. Hello.
Hi. I had 9 minutes to call to claim my prize.
And this is?
Emily.
Emily, congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
You are the winner. Yeah, this is awesome. So here's what you win. This is so cool. This is what you win. Your K&S Cleaning Service is going to come and clean whoever's having Thanksgiving. Maybe you want them to go clean that. Or perhaps you're having it yourself, in which they can go clean your house. Whatever it is, you win the grand prize.
Oh, my gosh. I totally need this with three boys.
Oh, you have three boys?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to love it then. This is going to be great. Listen, K&S Cleaning Service is going to take such great care of you. You're really going to enjoy this so much.
So excited.
This is awesome. Listen, I want you to hold on. All right. And you are going to win this package. In fact, what I'll do, I'll tell you what, let me forward your information to K&S. All right.
All right.
I'll forward your information. You will receive a phone call from, one of our fine people at K&S. All right. And then you'll set it up. You get your cleaning done. This is so cool. I'm so happy for you.
I am very, very excited. Thank you so much. I actually really, really need this.
Well, that makes me feel glad. That makes me feel really, really good. Congratulations to you. Expect the phone call here in just a little bit from our friends at K&S, and they'll get over there and clean it. We can't wait for the call afterwards, and they tell us how it all went. All right.
All right. Thank you. So much.
You're very welcome. There you go. Emily Kinsinger, our grand prize winner. Congratulations to you. And let us know how the cleaning goes, all right?
Oh, I sure will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That's fantastic. Yeah. Great. Love it, love it, love it. Congratulations to her. That is fantastic. Well, you see, I feel better already. I feel so good right now. That is such a cool thing to have that happen. All right, let me do another best of bit here. All right, another great best of bit. This one involving Eddie Money.
A terrible story about Eddie Money, Mike.
Really? I haven't heard it at all.
Oh, this is something else.
I got two tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags? We'll leave tonight. Or the really god awful one was the one he did with the girl, Ronnie Spector.
Just like Ronnie said, be my little baby.
No, I never liked Baby. Hold on, that was
just like Ronnie said.
All right, give me the story.
Eddie Money isn't handling the life of a has been very well.
Really, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Poor bastard. Right. Since Eddie isn't making hit records anymore, and is playing places like the Glenarm,
He is not
Glenarm Truck Stop.
Glenarm Truck Stop. Brought to you by YMG.
Coming to find. That's right. That's right.
He is not playing.
He'll be in Farmersville with this funny inflatable ape. Imagine the videos.
Why would fuck? Go ahead. Of course, that's not true at all. Let's go ahead and continue with the Eddie Money story. He's not playing anywhere.
No, he isn't making hit records anymore. Now he's devoting his time to another passion, alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Money being sued by someone who claims the singer tried to kill him with his car. Now, Money You know, he's trying to, he still thinks he has life in the fast lane. He isn't aware that he's like, you know how people like see the movies where they don't know they're dead?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're a ghost and they have to be convinced they're dead. Kind of the same deal here. Yeah. He tries to connect with a Playboy playmate at her home in L.A.
Right. He has a thought for a Playboy playmate.
Of course, the playmate says, hey, you know, you're yesterday's news. Get out of here. And he got a little PO'd.
Yeah. So what did he do to this playmate?
Well, he got upset, drank a sizable amount of booze.
Really?
And the drunken money then began banging on the bedroom door of the playmate's roommate.
So
David
the playmate
Johnson.
Has a male roommate.
Yeah.
All right. And he starts banging on the guy's door.
Mm-hmm. Looks in the window, sees.
Let me in, I'm Eddie Money.
And when Johnson opened the door.
So the guy opens the door.
Money started shaking him.
He was shaking. Whoa.
Started throwing punches and slapping him.
Really? Kicking his ass.
Yeah. He then grabbed Johnson by the testicle.
I love this part.
And you know,
he grabbed the guy by the testicles
and screamed, "How does that feel?"
Yeah.
Money didn't let go until Johnson. You've seen us on the playgrounds, ladies and gentlemen. Johnson had to say, "Uncle."
He grabbed a guy by the testicles,
yeah,
and would not let go of the testicles.
Yes, he did.
Until the guy said, "Uncle."
He actually made him say, "Uncle."
Yeah, I want you to vision that for a minute. Eddie Money in a drunken
say, "Uncle."
Say, "Uncle," and the guy goes. I can picture this right now. I'm picturing what's happening. There's Eddie Money and his band behind him. He's got a hold of the guy's testicles. Ah, oh, what a great sight that must have been, yes.
I am a washed-up rock star who likes centerfolds to date. I got into a fight with this centerfold's male roommate.
Uh-oh, what happened, Eddie?
And I grabbed his crown while drinking some sky.
Oh, that's horrible.
I grabbed his crown while drinking some sky. Well, I would not let go of his testicle.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Until he said that he was sorry and uncle. Oh, I grabbed his crown while drinking some sky. Is it that wrong to grab that guy's schlong? I've got two testicles in my hand. Won't let go of his gonad. I've got two testicles in my hand. And I won't let go of his gonad.
There's even a guitar solo.
Yeah.
Let go of my testicles.
I've grabbed his car. While drinking some sky,
Uncle,
I grabbed his cry. While I was drunk on sky,
what you got, Eddie?
I got two testicles in my hand, and I won't let go of his gonad.
What you got?
I got two testicles in my fist, and now he and his lawyer are pissed. I got two testicles in my hand. Won't let go of his gonad. I got two testicles in my hand. I've got two testicles in my hand.
Oh, very nice. Anybody?
Yeah. Well, finally he lets go of Johnson's Johnson.
Oh, thank God. The fine makers of products all over. No,
yes, Q-tips. That's not the cause of the lawsuit yet. Neighbor Sterling Munch tried to prevent Money from driving drunk, but our good friend Money, he has a simple solution to that. He just drove the car straight at him.
Oh, good.
Hit the man while he was trying to get out of the way. Now the victim is suing Money for $250,000, while the man who's suffering sack shrinking time has yet to take action.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll happen, though.
Very nice. There you go. Oh, my God. What a great... I don't think I've ever played that bit before. I've never, ever replayed that bit since 1990, whenever it was. What a great replay. What a great replay. Once again, we're doing a grand prize today. We gave it away. We gave away our K&S cleaning service grand prize to Emily Kinsinger. who was our grand prize winner, which is very cool. And we really enjoyed that. We got. I'll tell you what. I've got. I'm going to draw a couple more. I've got a gift baskets. I've got a gift basket to give away with a K&S cleaning service certificates and all kinds of cool stuff. We'll give that away soon as well. Let's continue with the best of. Here's a Vic the Magnifico. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the amazing, the stupendous, the totally spectacular Vic the Magnifico.
Thank you.
Rocky, explain how it works.
Well, Mr. Extraordinaire Vic the Magnifico will get an envelope from me. Inside that envelope, there will be a question. And without even reading the question, Vic will hold the envelope up to his head and give the answer. He will then, of course, open the envelope to divulge what the question was.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we go then. Victor.
Here is your first envelope, sir.
Thank you, Rocky. The answer is, neither one of them looks down.
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 The question, what do a window washer and a man getting orally pleasured by Janet Reno have in common?
Terrible.
Rocky, the next envelope, please.
Here is the next envelope, sir.
Thank you. The answer, they throw it on the floor and see if it looks good.
They throw it on the floor and see if it looks good.
They throw it on the floor and see if it looks good.
They throw it on the floor and see if it looks good.
The question, how does a man buy lingerie for his girlfriend?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Next envelope, please, Rocky.
Here is the next envelope, sir.
Thank you. The answer is, they have their fat friends try it on to see if it fits.
They have their fat friends try it on to see if it fits.
They have their fat friends try it on to see if it fits.
They have their fat friends try it on to see if it fits.
The question, how does a man buy lingerie for his wife?
Oh, that's terrible! That's terrible!
I'd like to apologize on behalf of all husbands out there. I'd like to apologize that their wives had to hear such a terrible, ruthless, a heartless joke.
Especially if their wives are fat.
I think that's terrible. Next envelope for me.
Here is
next envelope, please!
Here is the next envelope, sir.
The answer is the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy.
The question, who is the poorest person in the state of Kentucky?
My mom's from Kentucky.
And last
that
but
explains
not
a lot.
Last but not least, the final envelope.
Here's
Rocky.
The final envelope.
Thank
sir.
You, Rocky. The answer is, you can be a rotten girlfriend and he'll still love you.
You can be a rotten girlfriend and he'll still love you.
You can be a rotten girlfriend and he'll still love you.
You can be a rotten girlfriend and he'll still love you.
The question, what's the advantage of dating a necrophiliac?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, is that it, by the way?
That is all I am going to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is once again. A big hand for Vic the Magnifico!
I'd like to sing this song for you, Jimmy.
Okay.
This is a song that Vic wrote just for you wearing your turkey outfit today.
This is for you, Jimmy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. such a wonderful thought for that.
It's a good song I wrote. Happy Thanksgiving, I'm saying now. Here's a story of a special fowl. He's got tail feathers and a pecker on his face. It's the legend of the gay turkey. Hey, super. Gable, gable, gable.
It's gobble, gobble, gobble.
It's gable, gable, gable. He likes when the farmer swings his big tool and grabs him by the throat. With white in the front and dark meat from behind, it's the legend of the gay turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, I'm saying now. Here's a story of a special fowl. He's always got a camera and a pecker on his face. It's the legend of the gay turkey. How you like it, Jim?
That was terrible. You told me you had something really nice to make up for being so mean to me.
Gable, gable, gable.
It's gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gable, gable.
Gobble, gobble.
Gable. Giving, I'm saying now. Here's a story of a special fowl. He's always got a camera and a pecker on his face. It's the legend of the gay turkey.
I'm not a gay turkey. I am not a gay turkey.
Every Monday, we get a phone call from Charles Bentley. Let's say hi to him. Mr. Bentley, hello.
This is Mr. Charles Bentley.
Yes. Charles Bentley calls to complain every single Monday about something that we've...
I do not complain, Mr. Little.
And what is it
I quite simply have some concerns with my watchdog group, as if complaining would do any good anyway.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, right.
Yes, Jim?
I'll bet his group of watchdogs really like peanut butter.
I don't understand your gay photographer humor, but I'm sure they do like peanut butter. I'm sure you make some kind of obscene joke about peanut butter. Who cares, gay photographer? You're not funny.
I am not gay. I'm not gay.
No, see, you are gay, and you're not funny.
Mr. Bentley, it's an old joke about a dog and peanut butter.
I'm sure it's quite humorous.
Yes, and where...
You're telling it.
And where you put the peanut butter, and the dog will lick it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't graced your listeners' ears with that humor.
Well, you see, it's a story. It's an old urban legend. Do you know what an urban legend is?
Oh, balls, Mr. Little, I don't care about your silly stories.
Oh, balls. Right. Mr. Bentley, there's a woman who she comes home from work, and every day she gets out the peanut butter, and she puts the peanut butter somewhere, and the dog leaves the peanut butter off. Anyway, the...
Oh, wow, Mr. Little, I'm so wrong. That is hysterical. Oh, a kee-hee. Martha, come here, Martha. Listen, there's a story about this woman who buys her dog peanut butter and leaves it out for him to eat. Oh, yes, it's quite hysterical, isn't it? I can see why your show is so listened to now with humor like that, Mr. Little.
Well, anyway, the urban myth is, and this is not a true story, and you always run into someone everywhere you go, oh, I know this person, or this happened to a friend of mine, is they were having a surprise birthday party, and people went running in and said, hey, surprise, and she had peanut butter in a the most intimate of areas, and the dog was standing in the room getting ready to eat the peanut butter. And that's the joke.
Mr. Little, I do not call up here to hear obscene stories. I'm sure you just made that up on the spot. Let's just get past that. Can we get past your sick humor?
All right, I'm sorry, Mr.
To get to the point, of this phone call is not to invoke more sick humor from you.
Right.
It's to ask you to tone it down.
Oh, okay. And what
now
did we do
we
last
more
week?
More people joining this watchdog team who quite agree with me totally and wholeheartedly. And believe me, Mr. Little, we are not going to stand by. I will admit, when we started this watchdog group, we were a grassroots company. Now we have a member upon member upon member who
<An orgy>.
Totally agree with me that you, Mr. Little, need be taken off the airwaves so you will stop tainting them. The only celebrities you have are the adult actors who come on here and answer the same question.
Talking about member on top of member.
Week.
On top of member.
Right. Yes. And and you didn't like the fact that we had Jill Kelly, the adult film actress, on.
Actress. You lured her into acting, and I use that term loosely, with your gay photographer. Why you wanted to act with a female porno actress is way beyond me. I'm sure Jeff Stryker would be more pleased. Owly. Rocky, the producer, was telling me about him. I don't sit and listen to that on the phone. I don't appreciate that either.
So wait a minute.
I get on the phone with your producer. He starts telling me about gay porno stars and starts telling me about all these movies that I might be interested in. And let me just say, I am not a homosexual. I am a concerned
citizen. Yes, Mr. Belly. As always, it has been a pleasure talking to you. And do your watchdogs enjoy peanut butter, yes or no?
I don't even... Goodbye, Mr.
Crunchy or creamy.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Love that. Oh, my God, how funny. Love that bit. All right, our next drawing. Next drawing, we are going for a basket of cleaning goods. It's K&S Cleaning Service. And the basket goes to Mr. Chris Tylan. Chris Tylan, let's see, that is the Chris Tylan. Yes, it's the Chris Tylan. Awesome, the alderman. The alderman. That is awesome. That's who wins it, Chris Tylan, the alderman. He wins the cleaning basket from K&S Cleaning Service. Congratulations, Chris. That is cool. That is fantastic. We love that. All right. That is very cool. Chris, you are the winner of the cleaning basket, which they put together at K&S. It's so cool. It's got a bunch of good things, a bunch of really cool things you have to clean your house. It's got different, you know, it's got rags and rags. It's got towels and different cleaning solvents. Don't quote me on any of this because I don't know how to clean. It's got certificates to get a cleaning and stuff. It's just got a bunch of cool things. It's a cleaning service basket, and it is for your family. It's for your family from K&S Cleaning Service for the holidays, and they will be calling to let you know in just a little bit, all right? Let's get to a best of segment right now. Here is Sean Balint. Oh, my goodness. Here is Sean Balint doing the mobile unit on the best of The Morning Disaster.
It's a good song for Sean. Let's call him with the guys.
Hi, Ray.
You're the excitement in Jim's voice.
Hello,
when
Jimmy.
He answers the phone.
Jimmy's very excited.
So happy to be on mobile
Sean's
unit today.
Been nailed with the gay rumors. Sean's out of the mobile unit getting water balloons thrown at him. Jimmy's very happy.
Yeah.
Too bad he's going to lose his job, but he's very, very happy. All right. Is Sean ready? You have listeners ready?
Yeah. But before we get to that, what was it you just said about losing
Nothing.
The job?
I didn't say anything. I got to meet with you at 10:30. All right, Jimmy, are we ready? Here we go.
Okay, yeah, we're ready.
All righty. What is he doing? Okay. Is he still complaining?
It's been nonstop.
Oh,
I made myself come back to the stupid-ass show.
Oh,
I mean, it's nonstop, right?
Go from the big time to the small time.
There he goes.
You get what you deserve.
Oh. He's got PMS, I think, because it's just nonstop.
You screw a 40-pound chick, you make money at
I have no idea what he's saying.
I think he's just...
I heard that.
Enough.
All right, Jim.
Says, yeah.
Now, you've got listeners, right?
Yeah, we have listeners.
All right, get them lined up.
We have water balloons.
They will each... they'll get one shot.
Right.
All right?
I am a studio man.
I would keep your finger
on
the edit.
Okay, John, go ahead and stand behind that line down there.
I'll keep it on the edit button,
Jimmy,
just in case.
It sounds to me like he is insulting people who go out on the street for a living.
Oh, he is.
Mm-hmm. Which is what you do for a living, do you
not? Right here, Sean.
I
want
to
be Who's up
in
first,
fact,
Jimmy?
In fact, first, we're going to let Tyson, you know, from Hooters go first.
All right. Oh, well, it's a good idea.
Yeah, he's a new manager.
Yeah, he's the manager here.
That's a new deal. He'll see Sean a lot. He'll be sick of him soon.
Oh, yeah, real nice guy.
Now, Tyson, you got to stay behind the line here.
Yeah, this is a good way to get him back in advance.
That's right.
You can get, you know, pick whichever one you want. You want a big one, a little one? Ah, yeah.
All right.
Gotta stay behind the line. If you go over the line, you're disqualified. From winning.
Ready?
Ready, go ahead. Ah! Tyson, you ran way on the line, ran right up next to Sean, and just jumped it on him. Tyson, you are disqualified! Hey, good job, though.
I can't hear Shawnee.
Yeah. I can't hear. Maybe you should let Sean listen. Maybe you should let Sean hold the phone.
Okay.
Here we go,
all right, who's next, Jimmy?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's great. Picture my goddamn kidney and spleen. That's for your own goddamn.
All right, will you please watch your language?
Yeah.
Who's next, Sean?
I have no idea. Just some low life listener. Yeah. I'm sure.
He is so, you know, mad.
Oh yeah.
Point blank range, otherwise they'd have missed.
He is so mad.
Whatever. Here, what's going on, Jimmy? Who is this guy?
Okay.
Who's next?
Who is this guy? Who is it?
What's next? Bob.
I can't hear you. What's your damn name? That's more like it. All right, Private, show me what you got. His name is Bob. Uh-huh. You know, no more of this. Listen here. Oh, yo, thanks, jackass.
What happened?
Yeah. How can you miss
that big
bell? Yeah, I mean,
oh,
it was like some kind of like 3-point shot. Hit me on the gut. Goddamn, I'm drenched. I'm going to get a goddamn cold.
You know what?
I'm gonna go
give someone else the phone. Give someone else the phone.
Maybe Jim just needs to stand by Sean.
Yeah, I think you're right. Jimmy, why don't you hold the phone? You stand near Sean, though, because he's obscene.
Oh, we just had somebody throw it and they missed.
All right.
He lost it.
All right, find out who's next. Let's go.
Okay, Grady is next. Oh, he got him. There he is. It did not. Okay, we need a real clarification here, Ray.
What happened?
He did hit him, but it did not bust.
If he hit him, then that's good. As long as he hit him.
Okay, but he gets to throw again.
He gets to throw again.
Congratulations.
He gets to throw again.
And you get to throw again. Oh, another guy hit him, too.
You give it away.
What's
a lot.
Name?
You better count the tickets. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
David, you win, too. Congratulations.
Did you count the tickets?
I didn't count them.
I don't know what we got.
We got like 2 pair left.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what we got.
No, I don't see them.
What is it?
What's your name?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Good to see you again, Big Daddy.
That's the guy that was going to come in and hit Jim in the chair.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That guy made Jim snap that day.
He missed. Now, what's your name? Mike, you missed. Sorry, dude. Missed that. We got 1 pair of tickets left.
All right.
Now that one. I just threw one. This one guy. And it blew up on the way there.
That is not a winner. That's not a winner.
But the water did drench him.
No.
No. Balloons got to hit him.
So, Jimmy, how many guys are, how many balloons are left?
How many balloons left? We've got 3 balloons left.
All right, let's do firing squad. Get 3 listeners, 1 with a balloon each, and have them all throw. Same time.
Okay, we need the winners back up there. We need 3 winners.
How many more pairs of tickets does he have?
I don't know. I think we're out of the ticket. That sounds to me like we're out, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Well, yeah, we'll be out.
I don't want to give away more than we've got, because then we're just begging for problems.
Yeah.
We've only got 1 pair left.
All right, we'll just hang on to that one. He'll give it to Norm's girlfriend. Didn't he say his? Yeah, we'll give it to Norm's girlfriend or something.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, fine. Go ahead, line up.
How damn water absorbent do I have to be? What the hell am I? God bless it, Vinny.
Okay, right there is good. You don't have to back up that far, Sean. No, Sean. Okay, move up a little closer now.
He's going to have an aneurysm.
Not so far back.
He's just pitching up his door.
Let's move up to the next line.
Yes.
Well, you're only 5 feet away. What I say,
Jimmy's getting way too big a kick out of this.
He's going to snap.
Yes, I am, right?
He is going to snap.
When I say on your mark, get set. Move up to the next line. Then when I say fire, go ahead and get him. Ready?
Jimmy, get close to him. I got to hear Sean.
Okay.
Ask Sean if there's anything he wants to say to listeners before they do it. Ask Sean if there's anything he wants to say to the listeners before he gets thrown at.
Sean, do you have anything to say to listeners before they fire at you?
Yeah. I regret I have 1 life to screw the listeners. I hate these people. They can burn in hell. They're useless. They're the lowest form of scum.
I would rather serve under Saddam Hussein than hang around his feet. Oh.
Oh. They're going to beat his ass.
Hey. God.
Firing squad ready. Aim. Oh, they're moving up real close. Fire. Oh. They all three fell and they ran right up next to him and just drenched him. He is soaking wet.
Jim is getting a huge kick out of this.
Oh, man.
How
we didn't do this for often.
Oh, yeah, we do, Jimmy.
I think there's only like one
He's
or two
lost
people
it,
that missed him.
He's lost it.
Yeah.
Did he just say he was a tampon?
All right. Ask Sean if he's ready to come back now.
Okay, Sean. Well, you're all wet. You can't get
you're
covered
my,
out.
You're on my gym list, too, Gooster.
The gym list.
Okay, well, we're on our way back, right?
Hey, tell Sean to say, hey, Sean, there's somebody on the way there. You got 30 more water balloons.
Oh, Sean. Somebody's on the way. 30 more water balloons.
Oh, well, I'm leaving.
We think there's water in
it. Hey,
we got
Jimmy.
Time.
Jimmy, tell him some yeah. guys showing up with water balloons filled with mayonnaise.
Oh, water balloons filled with mayonnaise. There he is. There he is. He's just going in now.
I'm not doing that.
Come on, Sean. We got one last pair of tickets.
Nope, not
tell him. Tell they got water balloons. One of them's filled with urine.
Oh, yeah. And he's got one of them filled with urine.
No, him, you know, then I will kick ass.
Tell him
I
one,
will kick ass and take F and name.
Tell him one hot girl. Tell him one
Sean
hot girl said she'd put out if she could throw a pee balloon.
Yeah, it's so pissed. I haven't seen him this mad in a long time.
Hey, tell him there's some hot girl who
yeah.
says
get some urine on me.
Says if
R.I.P. bitch.
Says, if you let her throw the urine balloon on him.
There's some hot little babe going up, and she's got a urine balloon she wants to throw on you. And then go out with you.
Depends on the chick.
She's really hot.
He can care less as long as it's a girl.
I didn't ask.
Right.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah, you know what? If I get any urine on me, I'll tell you what. I am pushed to my freaking limit. Oh, I'm going for another job. Yeah, why would hell wouldn't I go for another job?
Hey, who is this hiring?
He'd put him out of business.
Hey,
I don't want to do that.
Tell it we're still on the air.
Hey, we're on the air. You got to watch your language, Sean.
I watch my language when I damn well feel like it.
Oh, right. He's in one of those moods.
All right.
Man.
Right.
He's ready to go on a rampage.
Take this pound and shove it right up your candy ass, Lyle.
Oh, man, is he pissed.
All right. Bring him back, Jimmy.
Bring him back okay. wet. We will see him wet.
I want to see him as soon as he gets back here. I'll have Norm open up the shades. All right, we'll see you.
Go on. Look at this crap, Jimmy.
Oh, man. He's got a bruise on his back from water balloons. I mean, they hit him hard.
This is kind of an interesting one we could do.
What's that one? Like,
it's what do men want to be called? Like a companion, significant other, special friend.
No, you
lover.
Don't want to be a special friend. That's what Jim calls his special friends.
No, I don't.
Partner.
Partners.
Friend,
partner's another one you don't
want
to be called.
Or do you just want just name only? I mean, what's the age that you draw the line here on boyfriend?
Well,
I say girlfriend.
I think boyfriend.
Girlfriend, boyfriend,
I think
whatever.
Boyfriend, girlfriend. Is the, you know what? You never say partner. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I was getting my hair cut once. This was in 94.
Mm-hmm.
I go to get my hair cut. This is in Peoria. Girl's not there. I go, well, I got to get my hair cut. They say, well, we have a new guy. Just a brand new, just got into town. I go, well, fine. You know, can he do my haircut? They go, well, just tell him what you want. I go, okay, so I sit down. The guy comes over. He is very feminine.
Oh,
extremely
yeah.
feminine guy. Had his fingernails painted, the whole works.
Wow.
A super nice guy, though. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
And I strike up a conversation with the guy. Or he strikes up a conversation with me. I'm following along, letting him cut my hair. I'm thinking to myself, like most guys, I'm thinking, okay, real feminine guy probably gives a good haircut.
Yeah, you know? I bet he does.
So I'm holding the conversation with the guy, and the guy's like, so, I just moved here. How do you like it here? Oh, you know, I like it just fine. So tell me, what does a handsome guy like you do for a living? Not saying it like he's hitting on
uh-huh.
me. Saying it is more complimentary.
Yeah.
I go, well, you know, you know, go to work with my partner, and I start talking about my partner. Of course, I was talking about the guy I worked on the radio with, my partner.
Yeah.
And a couple times I mentioned my partner. It just didn't even hit me.
Oh.
That's what I was saying. And so I go, well, I work at a radio station. He goes, really? I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, so I don't know. He said something. I said, well, my partner takes care of that. And I meant as in, at the time, it was Lamb. I was talking about, yeah. He goes, like, he would take care of it. And it was something with, I don't even remember what it was. It was something that was very simple on my mind, just assuming this person knew what I was talking about. And then the guy cutting along, and then he goes, so, where do you and your partner go on the weekends? I'm like, huh?
He goes, we go to party town.
He goes, you and your partner, where do you go on the weekends? And I'm like, I don't know. We go to Gilligan sometime, which was the name of the bar. And
right.
Uh-huh. Oh, we go there sometimes. I'm thinking. And I go, but, you know, I don't spend a lot of weekends with my partner. He goes, what, do his parents not understand? Finally, it clicks. I'm
yeah.
Like, and I go, huh? And the guy goes, your partner. So where is this Gilligan's? Are there a lot of do a lot of us girls hang out there? And I'm like,
wow.
And then it's like flat out right in the face. Uh-huh. And I go, whoa, wait a minute. Like, I'm married. You know what I mean? I'm really, and I'm showing the wedding ring, and I'm really making a point. And all of a sudden, I go from, you know, sitting in the chair really relaxed to becoming this big macho. You know, watching football the other day.
So yeah. Did he start talking about his partner?
You know what I mean? It was the weirdest conversation.
Wow.
So the term partner's definitely out.
Yeah. Don't use partner.
One time, it was very cold. So we had a fat brother.
Yeah.
Real fat brother.
Really?
Named Fat Ernie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people thought Fat Ernie died of a heart attack.
He didn't?
No.
What happened to him?
Well, we had to eat him.
Really?
Little Fat Ernie.
Oh, that's...
delicious.
Really?
Oh, delicious.
What part did you eat?
My brother? Oh, I'm not sure. It was a little fatty.
It was a stew?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. It was a stew, yes. But he was good, man. I'm getting a little teary-eyed now thinking of my brother, Fat Ernie Lytle.
There's still a little Ernie with you.
That's right. Fat Ernie fed us that winter.
Good thing he was fat.
Yeah, thank gosh. He fed all of us.
He fed all of you, yeah.
I want the drumstick.
With him dying, there was more food for the rest of us.
Yeah, because he had a big appetite, right. Too.
Well, you know, we started with his legs, so he was actually still awake for the first thing of stew. And even though it was, you know, made from his body, he still grabbed two bowls. Fat Ernie had a problem.
Didn't you start with, like, one leg first and
yeah.
Then cooked it up? And...
yeah, then he was big, fat, one-legged Ernie. But, you know, he was fat. He couldn't run that quick, so we got him.
Didn't he eat most of his own leg?
Yeah.
He's a pig out of his own leg?
Yeah, before we told him what it was made of. Boy, that was the look on his face. Oh, man. That was great.
That was a Kodak moment.
We still talk about that at Christmas. Remember what Fat Ernie looked like when he found out he was eating his own leg? You know, that was living back
and
then.
And how many of us die for a cause we believe in?
Yeah.
Fat Ernie did that, baby.
He saved his family.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
None of your other brothers ever paid the price like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some good stories.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tall Gerald Lytle, my other brother.
What'd he do?
Well, we cut him open for pelt.
Pelt?
Yeah.
What do you mean pelt?
Yeah, we didn't pay the heating bill that Christmas. And Fat Ernie's skin wasn't enough to make bedspreads out of.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so for the whole family.
Yeah, so we killed Tall Gerald. Couldn't really eat him, but we were able to feed the dogs so they would guard, you know, to keep the criminals out.
Oh, yeah.
But we used Tall Gerald's skin as a pelt.
Really?
And made quilts to keep the family warm that Christmas.
Oh, that's smart.
It was very smart. You're damn right it was
very smart.
Brilliant survival technique.
And you know what? The human skin, if you put it in the dryer and get it all, I'll tell you, ooh, it warms up nice.
And to know it's the comforting thought that it's from your own family.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you feel comforting when your big brother is. You know, the thing, I got the part with his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so I just kept waking up, and it freaked me out because it'd be like he was looking at me.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'd have a lot of nightmares.
And then that was your first bowling ball.
Well, no, the skull was the bowling ball.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right.
That was your first bowling ball.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, we had the skull, and then we took Big Fat Ernie's fibulas and tibulas. Those were the bowling pins.
Oh, you practiced at home.
Uh-huh.
And my sister Laquita, we made her stand near, and she would have to set up the bones.
Yeah.
While the rest of us bowled Gerald and Fat Ernie's head towards the pins. Oh, I'll never forget my brothers.
Which one made a better strike ball?
Big Fat Ernie. He was more round.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, he was always my
favorite.
He got a
better roll with
Big Fat
Ernie.
My favorite brother. Well, really? best tasting anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, there you go. There's the story of my youth. My 14 brothers and sisters. Yeah, there's only 6 of us left. But the other 8. Oh, man. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
I am Dirty Darth Vader. I am ready to interview our women. Bring in my bitches. I want to speak to them. Hello, this is Dirty Darth Vader.
Dirty Darth Vader? Oh, yes. Oh, your helmet. Oh, it's so hard.
Does my helmet turn you on?
Oh, it's so black and hard. And, oh, it's big.
Would you like, let me knock on my helmet for you.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Do you like my lightsaber?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh.
I have a special surprise for you.
You do?
R2-D2, come in here. Have you ever made it with a Wookiee?
Get a little Wookiee.
Yes, I have. I've made it with 2 Wookiees.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I have another surprise for you.
Do you?
Princess Leia, come here.
So you want me to wrap my legs around her buns?
You know that's why she wears the padding on the side of her head, don't you?
Yes, I do.
To make your knees comfortable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dirty Darth Vader.
Oh, boy.
And what is your first name, dear?
Cindy.
Do you feel the Force?
I feel the Force.
Yes.
I feel the Force.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Yo, boss, this is Lando. You ready for the next one?
Lando, Calrissian.
Yeah.
Calrissian, bring in my next hoe.
Here's the next hoe, boss.
Hello.
Hello.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take off your clothes.
I got them off.
Now get on all fours.
I got on fours with paddings.
Crawl over to that corner over there, will you?
I'm in the corner.
All right, now hold still. Crawl over to
my head's hitting the wall.
Crawl over to the other corner now, will you, please? I need to look at you.
One leg's in one corner, one leg's in the other.
Please crawl over to the other corner now.
I'm in the other corner.
Please crawl underneath the window now. Just hold still.
Oh.
Actually, I'm buying a couch. I'm trying to figure out where it would look best.
Darth, man, what dirty Darth? That's terrible!
Dirty Darth. Hello, how are you?
Fine. Can I rub my head, hands around your head?
Yes. It's black and hard, isn't it?
Not black, but hard.
Yes, I'm hard. Yes.
Does she want some black and hard?
Lando Calrissian, please, put your pants back on.
I'm going to get me some of that.
Oh, it's going to be possible, boss.
Lando.
I'm going to get me some of that.
Sorry. Bring in my final hoe.
Is your final hoe?
Hello. Yes. Lando.
Yeah. That hoe wasn't no good?
Have you been putting saltpeter into my food?
No, man, that was Han Solo. I swear to God.
I am having a bit of a problem here with my lightsaber. It seems we need to change the batteries.
I wouldn't know nothing about that. You see, I never have.
We need to change the batteries. This is Dirty Darth Vader. Reminding you to always blow your Death Star. I will talk to you again soon. Feel the Force, Jim. Feel.
When did you get your game on, Ray? Last year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was 30 before I finally started getting it.
Oh, that's been a few years ago, then.
Yeah. A handful.
Well, you've got.
Because you're well over 30.
Well, you've gotten it sometime.
I'm not well over. I'm over 30.
You're well
I'm
over
not
30.
Well over 30.
You're
Michelle.
Well over 30.
Well, at some point in time, Ray, you've had to get in game since you've met Michelle because she's fallen hard for you.
I know she has.
Please.
You're absolutely right, Mikey. Just because you're in love with me doesn't mean every girl is, Michelle.
You can feel the love in the air.
She always tries to turn it around. I sometimes feel
very guilty because I'm good friends with her boyfriend. And
she always tries to turn it around on you, Ray, so she doesn't feel so guilty about thinking about you day and night.
I know. My past sex life is always very important to her. She loves to talk about it. There wasn't a lot there, Michelle. I didn't have a lot of game, I guess.
I can imagine.
She's on you this morning, isn't she?
No, she. You want to know what her fantasy is?
Please tell me what my fantasy is. I'd like to know.
I think it was what you showed her earlier.
Yes.
That looks painful.
Oh, it's not. And then that. And then
You've ever done that?
Oh, I have.
Oh, right. Right.
I have done that. Oh yeah, but everybody's done that. That's nothing.
I did that in high school.
Yeah, that's nothing. Well, she probably did that on the way coming here in the car.
I didn't saw my fingers.
Not everyone's had
it. Except it might have been like this.
Oh, hold on. I'd actually edit that out.
It might have been like that, right?
I'd edit that out.
That's terrible.
Everyone's had, you know, that, but I'm talking to this.
Wow. Where would you? I don't even.
Not everyone's had that, but I know how to do that.
I'm hoping not.
Yeah, it looks painful.
Oh, it's not.
We still need to put like this show on like cable access.
No, we don't. No.
Anyway,
not regulated by the FCC, is it? Well, maybe
wouldn't
it
be
is.
Any fun if everybody knew what the hell it was we were talking about.
Well, we'd be in trouble if they knew what we were talking about.
Yeah, we can't mention it. God forbid.
We can just do sign language.
Mm-hmm.
All we're going to say
really
is we're,
charades.
We're, you know. Well, actually, I did have to edit out Michelle for something she said.
Well, sorry.
I'm sure not going to repeat it.
No.
But, yeah. I know Michelle would like it, I tell you that. No. Her ultimate fantasy would be if I could get, like, an ex-girlfriend to call the show and then just, like, insult me. She would love that.
I know, there's got
to
be one out there. I got to really work on that when we go to
would love
Pawnee
that.
Paradise, because that's be down in your territory.
No,
I got to really work
on
that.
No, I never was there with
lived
anybody.
A long way
no,
from Pawnee.
Seriously.
It's closer to Girard than Springfield.
I didn't go to Girard. Oh, did I?
But
hold on. Oh, I think I did. Yeah.
Hello, Gillespie.
I think I might have made out with a girl from Girard.
Okay,
something,
but Gillespie, it's closer to that direction. What I mean is yeah, there's got to be one. I'm on a mission.
I was more of, I hung out, like, in my own area, you know?
Not by yourself,
I think I did a couple girls from Carlinville, maybe.
Yeah, see, there's got to be women out there that have stories.
I might have had a couple Carlinvilles, a couple Litchfields here and there, but that's about it. I mostly stayed in.
I'll talk to Glenn about getting some reward money for those stories.
Yeah.
She's intense, man.
They're not that, really. Wow. There's really not a lot
I'm sure
there.
They're not that intense.
They're really not. They're not a lot there.
That's what I'm trying to prove.
Yeah. No.
Really nothing there to tell.
Listen, it's not. I have never said otherwise.
Probably why it'll be looking for these.
I am
looking for these women. It'll be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
That's right.
They probably are.
No, you're absolutely correct. Have I been anything but a gentleman in talking about my past? In the 8 years that I have done this show, in the 7 years that you have been on it, minus the two for childbirth years, have you ever heard me go on and be bragging using names?
No, and most of the
are
time.
You serious?
Have I ever? Have you ever heard me say an ex-girlfriend's name on this?
Never.
On this
no.
I've never.
And I've actually heard you say you're not going to mention their name
exactly.
Because you grew up in the area and you don't want someone that, you know, listens.
And there are girls
to hear
that,
and,
oh, there are girls I've done the most horrible things
I
to.
I know. I want those girls to call
no,
in.
No. Why would they? Listen, I don't even use their name because it's just.
Email me your info.
Maybe. And I don't know. I don't see them.
Maybe, yeah, maybe they're married
they
now.
They
could
be married. They could have children.
Their husband might listen to the show.
Yeah,
there's money could, involved.
They could be lesbian. Some of them should be. They could be. I mean, they could be all kinds of things. Yeah. Why should I? I'm not going to mention them.
They could be scarred for life.
Some girls, hey, I tried. You know, some girls didn't want it. At the time we were doing it, they didn't want anybody to know. Why the hell would they want them to know now?
Because there's money involved.
Oh, what money is involved?
Where did Glenda put
now,
up a,
Glenn is not
a bunch
put up
of money?
A bounty. It's ridiculous.
He might.
Save your breath. I tried to get his ex-girl from college's address. It didn't work. Name, phone number.
Why would you try to get...
What's up with that? John probably wanted to ask her out.
Oh, yeah.
She was wanted your leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there was a... When I was in college... Okay, when I was in... I'll tell this story. When I was in college, there was one girl who was, like, really, really hot. And everybody was trying to get her. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody I went to college with was wanting to get her. So it became a quest for me. I was like, I have to get this girl. It was like climbing a mountain. Everybody wanted to get there. I wanted to get there first. So I climbed the mountain, planted my flag, took ownership of the territory, and then I was stuck with her.
Yeah, you
bought
it. It
took me years to get rid of her.
You're kidding.
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, was she like 5'11 or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was great. She was great looking. I mean, she was really, you know, she was hot. She was just crazy.
Oh, you perfect.
Couldn't.
Let's see, Sean likes him.
Crazy and needy and
I basically that was a mistake there. You don't want to make that mistake. Tell you that right now.
I'm on a quest though. I'm gonna find some dirt.
You're not gonna find
some dirt that's gonna blow your bubble.
You know what? There's no dirt on me.
I just need someone to call in and tell us you're not that great of a lover, like you keep bragging about that you are.
I
want to
know when have I said I was a great lover?
Oh my God, every day.
Mike, you've ever heard me say I'm a great lover?
Every day.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that, right?
Yeah, and I'm
not very word modest, for word like you that. Know, oh, please, he's very, not modest.
You want to know what it is?
Very modest.
Oh, my God.
You fantasize about me all the time.
You wish I fantasized about your wife could testify that you boast all the time about it.
I don't know what you're talking about. My wife would certainly never say that.
Yeah, I've heard you brag about how you can attract them and, you know,
I could do that. I could get them.
But I
need. But obviously, I couldn't keep them.
You've always maintained you're poorly endowed.
I always maintain I'm poorly endowed.
You know, so
I always will.
Yeah, I can't remember you bragging about lovemaking skills.
If I was or wasn't, it wouldn't matter. I would always maintain that I am poorly endowed.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a, you know, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, that's great, too.
Unless you're compared to Sean, and then you know, Sean or Jimmy, and then you're.
It's all about lowering expectations.
Mr. Long John.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, I'm poorly endowed, but I'm much better than Sean.
See?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Ray.
Yes, hello.
Ghost of March Shot
here. Hello, March. How are you?
You were a tremendous lover,
Thank
Ray.
Thank you.
Really were just the most gentle man I've ever been with. Right.
Are you sure this isn't are you sure this isn't Marvin's mother?
No, she's like every one of his relatives.
Thank you, Ghost of March.
You're welcome, Ray.
Hey, how's the old road builder Hitler doing down there?
I claimed I could get them. I claimed I'm charming.
Yeah, but I'd like to talk to some of these women because, you know, right now we're just getting one side.
Why?
For years we've only been hearing one side of the story.
I want to know why Mikey and Sean never heard me bragging about my sexual escapades.
Because they're men just like you and they do the same thing.
You know, you're very, very concerned with
my
sexual
abilities. I'm right with you,
Ray. They do the same thing.
I am right with you.
I can give a rat's ass about your sexual abilities.
You're very concerned about it.
Ray's very concerned.
Ray's one of the most humble men that I've ever met.
I am.
Absolutely.
I'm very humble, Michelle.
I've got a friend here who can attest to Ray's sexual prowess.
I'm very modest.
Oh, I got someone here that can verify. Hey, he's super.
Thank you very much. See, there's two.
That's a mental picture.
I had that guy and the Ghost of Marv shot.
Wow.
I'm not Both sure Jim can be classified
as
that's
one. Sexy Marge. Mm.
I've been married for over 10 years, so I haven't been good at sex for a long time.
Yeah.
See, he's humble, isn't
he? I never said I was bragging. I said I was good at sex.
He's not bragging. He
I never said I was good at sex. I said that I got it. Mm-hmm. I was able to have it considerable amounts. And you got it. You know, the other thing to remember about my sexual prowess, Michelle?
What's that?
The luckiest streak I ever had, all right, sexually speaking, was when I was in Texas. After got out of the one relationship with the girl, the college girlfriend.
That had to be tough to leave that.
In between meeting her and meeting my wife.
Right.
Was the wildest time. I mean, that was when.
Because when you met your wife, you had like a couple other ones and you had to tell them to go away, right?
Yeah, and I didn't tell that story. My wife told that story.
Yeah, and you're at the plate, and that baseball just looks like a basketball.
I was like Michael Jordan in the final zone, right? You know, where he says every shot went in.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like that.
It was probably a very sad time for you too, wasn't it?
It was very sad when I met my
bunch of hot Latina chicks in Texas.
He's like, no, she told you to get rid of him.
Oh, with the exception of one other girl. My wife was the only Latina chick that I.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, I was on a roll. I was on a good roll in Texas.
I love Texas women.
So, you know, you're not going to get girls from South Texas calling in.
We'll see. I'm on a mission.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Ray.
I wish you luck, Michelle. Yes, go ahead.
Man, I was surprised to hear that you had you'd been with somebody other than your wife. It was almost as shocking as to find out Jim had been married.
Yeah. Jim was married?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Jim was?
Jim was married.
We're going to call in. Tell us about this.
I had no clue.
See, because I've been, I have been married for so long.
You know,
it's so long ago that I was with. I mean, you know, it's been a long, long time.
It's funny that I've known Jim 8 years. He'll brag about everything, but he's never, ever told us that he was married.
No kidding. Thank you for bringing that up, Paul.
Wow. He didn't have any assets or anything,
dude. Why didn't you tell us that?
Yeah, some listener just called in and said that you've been married.
I've been married. You know I've been married.
When? Now I've known you.
Are you still married?
No, I'm divorced.
How long were you married?
I was married 14 years.
Why do you guys do this?
Why'd you get divorced?
Tired of her or what?
No, I can't. I work second shift at Caterpillar.
There we go.
I come home from work after working second shift while my wife is working days. She says, I want a divorce. 27 days later, we're divorced.
Oh, boy. You're young, though.
A month later, she's remarried and pregnant.
You're young,
well,
though.
Well, at least it was your baby. Yeah. You got...
Not one mine.
Oh. So you don't have any kids?
No, I got one kid. I'm still paying child support on him, even though he's like 24.
You didn't lose any assets in the deal, did you? I mean,
I lost every asset. I lost my asset.
At least you guys are close. You talk every day.
Every now and then.
All right, Jimmy.
Don't have to hide this stuff from us. We're friends.
Hello, good morning. You know I'm married.
Hey, Jimmy's been married a lot longer than Michelle has.
Dagger. How long has Marshall been married?
Listen, the bottom line is, Michelle's very concerned about my sexual history.
She is concerned, right?
Very, very concerned.
Oh, I just want you.
I think my wife has put her up to it, and they're trying to find out some dirt.
That's it.
There's something going on. She's very interested in finding out.
And you know what else she's interested in? This thing right here that I was showing you earlier.
Yep. No, I'm not. I said that's like
what
painful.
Jimmy, I'm not going to show you.
Jimmy's probably.
Because he would
done.
Be interested. Yeah. Hi, I've had that done to me. That's really good.
Yeah.
He's probably had that done to him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Anyway, just let me know when you want to try that, Michelle.
Michelle, okay.
I'll get permission. I'll try to get permission from my wife. I'll say, listen, I need permission from you to try something on Michelle.
Because she's never had it done.
She's never had it done, and I think she would like it.
And since only I can show her.
Try it on her.
And only I can be the one to show her.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll fly.
And then when I get kicked out of the house.
There's a hotel down the road.
No, I'll be staying at Jim's.
I'll be staying
at Jim's on the couch, which would put me at an all-time low.
Measure pending in the General Assembly could expand a needle exchange program statewide. Proponents claim giving clean syringes to intravenous drug users.
Good. I'm sick of using my dirty syringe all the time.
So the spread of AIDS.
I need a new one. Yeah. Damn. My Haitian friends and I are always passing needles. They're always passing needles.
I'm sick of it.
You know me, I love to have unprotected sex, too.
Yeah.
Didn't you? No.
Super.
Didn't you go on a safari one time in the 70s, too?
Only anal, though. Well, I was on a safari once in the 70s. I got lonely. Yeah. That Jeep wrecked. And
that rhinoceros was there.
I was going to rub one off, and, well, some rhino was, and a monkey. A monkey was there. All I had to eat was bologna sandwich, and I had some leftover mayonnaise anyway.
I figured who's watching.
Who's going to tell? What the heck? Yep, back in the 70s. Then I came back, United States. That's when I started my heroin. Yep. Pure needles all the time. Now, don't get me into the stories of the gay bathhouses.
Whoa, man!
Is that where you met Jim?
Yeah, that's how I met him. Yeah, he was the mop boy. That's how I met him. Brought him here. Absolutely.
Now, for the first time, fertility experts are saying they have proof of a male biological clock.
Ah!
They studied thousands of British couples.
Yeah.
And they said they found that once a man hits his mid-20s,
no.
And the older he gets, the longer it takes for his partner to get pregnant.
That's me. That's me. I don't think it's possible for me to knock up my wife.
Well, you're only 29.
I know, but like you said, it starts in the mid-20s.
Yeah.
5 years past my prime.
Tony Randall didn't have a problem.
Right.
It's that hot water
Larry
and jacuzzi,
King didn't
Ray.
Have a problem.
Well, obviously I did.
Larry King just knocked out another one.
Until
he has no
I until I somehow get that woman pregnant, there's got to be something wrong.
It's a jacuzzi you're in all the time.
No,
you're cooking
you
the
don't
gnats.
Know
you can't
what's
do that.
Going on. What do you want me to do? Wear ice in my underwear?
Yeah.
That's what a friend of mine told me. It was, you know what? Actually, it was Lamb. Remember when Lamb was down here?
Yeah.
Because he's got all these kids.
Kids everywhere.
He's like a Walton. I go, you got all those friggin' kids. And he's telling me what to do.
What did he tell you to do?
He says, put ice. He goes, put ice in here. I'm not putting ice in my stuff. He says, yeah, it's supposed to work, man. He goes, I talked to a lot of people. I'm like, how do you get these conversations with people?
Eskimos.
You know what? You need to go through an adoption process. And your wife will get pregnant.
While the process
That's
is going on.
That's what happened in my situation.
Yeah.
Well, not mine and my mom.
But here's the deal. It's not like we're looking.
Yeah,
it's not like we're trying
exactly.
to do it.
And that's the best time when you try like that. It'll happen.
Who's on the phone? Hello.
Hello, Ray.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Perry.
I heard you talking about some troubles you were having with some problems.
No, I'm not. I don't have any.
Your clock's ticking.
No. Chasey said that men have a biological clock that's ticking. It makes them harder to get women pregnant.
Because if you need any help with anything, I'll help you. I'll come over and help you.
What help are you going to give me?
I could just get your motor running a little bit, maybe. Help you out in that sense, if you need some,
what do you mean, get my motor running?
Just. Come over, dance for you or something.
Oh,
ew.
Is that supposed to get my motor running?
Just kind of get you in the mood so the little buddies will start swimming better or something.
I don't understand how you're going to get me in any mood.
I just try and be helpful, right? I just want to come over and help you with your clock's ticking.
I don't see. Yeah, but you there's no possible way you can help me.
I could come over and bring you some of mine.
No.
Oh, God.
What do you mean, bring me some of yours?
Yeah, I can just come over and put it in a bag. There's some in your mailbox.
No.
Ew.
They're not
gold.
Goldfish.
In my mailbox?
Yeah, I sent it to you. Well, I didn't so much send it to you as I dropped it off there. I didn't have a stamp.
What a whack job.
I thought he wasn't allowed to go.
It's not there now, is it?
I don't, but it's been there a couple days.
No, I don't want that in my mailbox. You're not supposed to be in my neighborhood,
what?
Perry. Perry, what happens when you're in my neighborhood?
You get mad and call the police.
And what do the police do?
They come over and hit me with stick.
Absolutely. Sticks!
I just thought, you know, you might, I'd help you.
No. There's absolutely no help that I need in this area, especially from a stalker.
Because, I mean, I could come over.
No, what, you come over, I'll call the police. The police come over, what do they do?
They hit me with sticks.
And what are you not supposed to go?
Not supposed to come over your house.
Yes.
Doctors say it's an unhealthy relationship I have.
Right, and what are you supposed to do to fix that relationship?
Every day I'm supposed to do daily affirmations.
And what is today's affirmation?
Today's affirmation is I should... I look myself in the mirror, and I say to myself, I should want to listen to the morning disaster every day, all day long. I should not want to collect raised urine for my morning cornflakes.
Ew!
What the hell is that?
Oh, for God's sakes.
That's bad.
Ray, that guy's scary.
Very unhealthy. Oh.
What a dupe.
Not supposed to.
You don't do that's bad.
Yeah.
Then you know why that's bad.
Not supposed to do that.
Right.
Doctor says.
Did you have an affirmation yesterday?
Yeah, I looked myself in the mirror, and I said I should want to listen to the morning disaster every day, all day long.
Right.
I should not want to cover myself with newsprint and disguise myself as the morning paper so that I can get into Ray's house and then work myself up to drop some love into his coffee filters and stick them onto the wall.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
How do you come up with something that disgusting?
I shouldn't want.
No, and you know why you shouldn't.
Sickness.
Yeah, because where am I going to get all those newspapers? I mean,
that's... No, that's not why.
I don't place to put them all.
Don't go to my neighborhood, Perry.
I
will call the police. And the police will do what?
Hit me with sticks.
Thank you, Perry.
I should
say,
listen.
Say goodbye, Perry.
I should not want to stick a hose up Ray's bottom and suck the gas.
Oh!
Ray!
Makes me really lightheaded when
you
I
gotta
do that.
Do something. You better do something.
Perry.
How unsettling.
Please stop that.
I'll bring some baby oil over, Ray.
Filthy
need
little
some help.
Perv.
No. Anything. Say goodbye, Perry.
Bye.
All right.
Bye now.
Very nasty.
He needs to be beaten with the sticks.
Oh, I'm just nauseous right now.
Very nasty.
I need a break.
Yes. Well, Ray,
yes.
I figured since we were talking about Canada, and we actually called Ottawa or near there.
Yes.
I'd do a story about a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, an Ottawa man, he's suing his local hospital.
Oh, well, for what?
Well, he's claiming they misdiagnosed him with testicle cancer.
Oh.
And they actually removed one of his testicles.
Is this a problem? Hold on a second, Jason. Hold on a second. I can't let this go on without first warning my brethren.
We should make a phone call, right?
Well,
damn right. No, hold on. I have to warn them.
You want to know any more?
I don't want any more yet. I want to.
All right.
I want to warn my Canadian friends. My heavens, to Murgatroyd.
Suffering testicle.
Comment bonjour.
Ah, hello, my Canadian friend. Hello,
yes.
How are you?
Fine.
I am calling from America. This is Ray. I am on the radio. How are you?
Fine.
I am calling because I just heard a news story about a Canadian man having a problem with his testicles.
Yeah.
So I want you, it seems to be some kind of problem in Canada with men getting some kind of, there's something in the air hurting the testicles. I'm calling as a precaution to you, and I'm asking
okay.
you to check your testicles.
Thank you very much. I'm pretty busy right now.
Yes, will you please do me the favor of checking your testicles? I don't want you to die of any testicle problems.
No problem. I'll check them.
Please.
Okay.
Remind all of your Canadian customers to check their testicles.
All the customers are going to come here. I'm going to tell them.
Yes, please.
Check all their testicles.
Yes, yeah. Check their testicles.
Okay.
Very important. Sir, I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, Canada, land that I love.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Through the mountains and the valleys and whatever.
You got a heart of gold, Ray. That's very commendable.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Mm-hmm. I'm very worried about your testicles.
Yes. Well, Tom Green just had...
Yes, he's Canadian.
Yes, he is.
I'll tell you.
What is the
water.
What is the rest of the story?
Well, what happened was, he was a designated driver at an office Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
And about eight of his coworkers and him went to an exotic dance club.
Yes.
He ended up on stage somehow, and the dancer was doing a, you know, lap kind of thing.
Sure,
with him.
Yeah, lap dance.
And he claims for no reason whatsoever, she suddenly, without warning, delivered a big blow to his scrotum.
Oh,
the dirty Sanchez.
Oh, my heavens.
So she did, no one knows why. So he went home. He was, of course, in pain. And he woke up, and they had swollen to the size of baseballs.
Mm.
That's pretty big. He went to the emergency room. They took a blood test and ultrasound.
Right.
The blood test says no to cancer. The ultrasound looked like he had cancer. So they went and removed it anyway.
Oh.
And he didn't have cancer.
So he didn't have the cancer.
Right.
Well, that's horrible. That's hold on. That's something totally different.
I tried to
tell
you.
I wish you would have told me.
I tried.
Oh, if only you'd have told me before I made that call. Now
get on
I
the phone, Ray.
Now I have to be embarrassed. Oh, thank you, Chase.
Did I try?
Thank you for stopping.
I have witnesses. I tried.
To call my Canadian friend again. Thank you very much.
A retraction is necessary.
Oh, all these Canadians grabbing their testicles. I'm very embarrassed now. How do I go through this? Oh, my heavens. What am I to do?
He's probably got his testicles right now, right?
All these people in this Sunoco station with their hands on their testicles.
Oh, my God.
Ultramar.
Hey, how you doing? This is Ray again on the radio. Listen, check that. You don't have to check your testicles. It was a false alarm. All right,
okay,
buddy? That's a false alarm. So tell everyone to get their hands off their testicles. Everything is okay. All right, buddy?
Yeah, that's no problem.
All right, my Canadian friend, what is your first name?
What is my first name? Sean.
Sean.
That's right.
I thank you, my Canadian friend. I'm very sorry about the embarrassment you had to go through with the whole testicle thing. I apologize.
I'm not embarrassed at all. Okay. Everybody says I have big testicles.
Really?
Whoa.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't know if they're big or not.
Maybe you should check them then.
Maybe you should get them checked.
Yeah.
I mean, the swelling is part of, you know, one of the problems.
Yeah, that's actually that happens after the event, we should say.
Right. Please be careful. You should definitely get that.
Before the event.
After you check for cancer?
Right. You after you touch them.
If it was before the event, we'd have many problems.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you very much.
Okay.
Your testicles are fine then?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're hanging.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Well, thank you very much, Sean.
Okay, you're welcome.
Canadian friend. There you
Thanks
go.
For the checkup.
No problem.
Okay.
Dr. Ray.
I'm staying on top of things.
Yeah?
I must stay on top of them.
Well?
Make sure people's, make sure everybody's fine. Problems with the gonads are very painful
yes.
for men. Right, Marvin?
Absolutely, Ray.
Marvin Chick says all the time.
I'm sure he does.
And I dye them, too.
Well, there you go, everyone. That wraps up today's edition of the Morning Disaster. Forgive me. The end of that is very funny. Wraps up today's edition of the Morning Disaster. Of course, we got our giveaways. Congratulations again to Emily Kimsinger and Chris Tylan. They won the cleaning. Emily won the cleaning for someone that she's thankful for, and Chris Tylan won the basket. Very cool. Congratulations to both of them. Grand prize winners on today's show. That's it for this week of the Morning Disaster. We will return next week. Have a great, great weekend.